The reason I wear a coat is that I've been arrested about 7 times this year, and they never give me a chance to get my coat. That's the truth, man. They just say, come on, and that's it. So it's a practical move. If I get busted, I'm ready. I've got the tape in Chicago of the... I got busted right on stage there. That was really strange. And I knew that the Heat were in the audience, but I assumed that they were there to be entertained. Then I see a guy make a move here, move there. Then I see 2 other guys. Now I see about, obviously, at least 12 policemen. But they don't know each other. There's no rapport. But what it is there's all kind of heat. There's city heat, state heat, Interpol. And it's about the conclusion, well, all the bus, if you're not hip to the bus, they're related to words. That the people in that endemic area consider taboo, derogatory. You know. A lot of people aren't hip to what obscenity is, what it means. Right? See, if I do a disgusting show about eating pork, that's not obscene. Although it would be disgusting to all of you Muslims and all of the Jews and all the vegetarians in the world. If I do a vulgar show, I sing rock and roll tunes or wear platform shoes and Kitty Kellys with ankle straps. That's not obscene. To be obscene is the prurient appeal. I must get you horny. That's why strippers can get arrested for being obscene, because they come out and they do a horny dance, you get horny, you go rape somebody who didn't see the show. No, it's not fair. There are many transvestites posing as policemen in New York now to thwart these rapists. And I was thinking it'd be pretty strange if they were really dedicated rapists, they find out the heat, they don't care, they boil them anyway, man. I'm a peace officer. I don't care. You got a cute ass on you. That's all that matters to me. I got arrested by a Yiddish undercover agent in Los Angeles for saying the word schmuck. I was arrested by an illiterate Yiddish undercover agent because the word schmuck is a German word and it means literally a man's decoration. That's what it means. It's a boot, nail, lapel watch. No one ever neologized and gave it a different inference, such as you're acting like a man's penis. The vernacular has been one way. It's, we drove in Yonkers, who did all the driving? Me like a schmuck. And me like a schmuck don't mean me like a schmuck, unless you're a faggot Indian. Oh, white man, me like a schmuck. All right, you do. Take good care of it and don't keep it outside. I assume that the true Corpus Christi image is projected by Christians, the true Christian of the year. I sort of dig leaning against this thing. I should put my feet up there. That would really be well there. It's too, the club is really, it's kind of, it's like, you know, in one kitchen, then you get used to it. It's like, it's too big. It's, come on here, I think. There's no sides to it. It's, thinking of before I came over here. Employees withholding exemption certificate. How do you claim you're withholding? Can I deduct my toilet for an office since I get high in there? If married, one single. So those cats don't give a shit. They put about 12 down there. Oh, that's what that is. I keep hearing that noise here. It's a microphone. It's a ray gun. You don't know what I'm doing now. Only the people that have really been around know this is that filthiest bit in show business. It's called jump around the mic. I'm a freak. I'm a freak of medical science.
I was brought to this country by Robert L. Ripley.
To me, the most sensual chick would be a deaf mute. I really mean that, because you never know what her story is then. Isn't it horny to you, a chick that would just nada? But she had to be completely a deaf mute. None of those half, come on, don't talk, don't say anything like that. You know, I got busted here in last March, after the groundhog came out, for, I used a 10-letter word. A cock is a bird, a male bird. It's the feather, male feather's plumage. Sucker, one who is unaware, a neophyte. You can really take advantage of that chap. He really is a sucker. Are transvestites suckers for feathers, or are cocksuckers transvestites? The contraction of that word, or does it relate something else to you? Well, anyway, the judge got really hung up with that word. And to quote Sergeant Sullivan, oh, it's Farrell, he swore him in. What did he say? Your Honor, he said the word cocksucker. He said cocksucker. They give it a different sound. Cocksucker. That's right, he said cocksucker. You said cocksucker. That's right, he said cocksucker. Well, all my years on the bench, I never heard cocksucker. And I got children in Phoenix, cocksucker. And then look at the minutes, and cocksuckers all over the place, man. People that never said it before just wallowed in it. Even the bailiff, what do you say? It got cocksucker. That's right, shut up, you cocksucker. This guy's cocksucker. It got strange, man. And it kept wailing and wailing. Okay, now this one guy from Berkeley, the a professor at, at Berkeley, beautiful cat. It's Don, Don, what was his name? Alex? Don Amici. Silly. No, what was it? Is that guy with the... Tracy? Yeah, here's a group. He said... Wallenberg, the DA, asked him, he said, what does the word cocksucker mean to you? Is it any beauty? He said, well, what does it mean to you? He said, well, because you're sort of licking a hen. And then he got to something else going with it. But the judge really concerned me the most, because he was concerned with his grandchildren. But if I could talk to his grandchildren, or if I could talk to his son, or his wife, would his wife tell me that, yes, my husband is that man that shields my ears from every taboo derogatory phrase. He is that tender, sweet, loving husband, always brings me a rose. Or is he the kind of a husband that keeps a mistress on the side? How can I find out? Would he take a lie detector test? No, I could entrap him. I could perhaps get some chick to knock him over, because he poses the moralist concern of the grandchildren. If not, then it would be a good lesson for me, too, because if I find out he is the truth, then I will live up to that truth. What kind of a chick to knock him over? We're both in the same tribe, all Jews and all Luxes, which is vernacular for Italians, since Luxes and noodles and Italians eat noodles. We are all schwaz, which is idiom for spade, vernacular for spook. I didn't notice that there are any niggers here tonight. What did he say? Are there any niggers here tonight? Jesus Christ, I mean, what the fuck am I hearing? Things? Are there any niggers here? Is he that desperate for laughs, that cruel for shock value that he say, are there any niggers here tonight? Have I ever talked about the Schwarzes and they left the room? Or the Moulin Johns, or the spades, or the spooks? Or placated some southerner by absence of voice when he ranted and raved about the niggers? Or niggers? Are there any niggers here? I think there's one nigger at the bar. And besides the niggers, there's a couple of kikes, friends of mine. Thank God for those kikes, them sheenies, them. Any day goes two guineas, one spick, one mick, one lace curtain mick, one hunky, funky, spunky, hunky. Any more boogies? No more boogies. 3 more sheenies, 8 more guineas. I pass the 6 dykes and 4 kikes and 3 niggers. That's a good hand. That's a full hand you got there. The point. If President Kennedy got on television every day and yelled, nigger, 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 and all the niggers called each other niggers, but in front of the old phase, as they oft times do, you realize what would happen in 10 years if you heard nigger every day? Nigger would suddenly lose its meaning, its impact. You'd never make any 40-year-old nigger cry when he came home from school. The Zugunish gives it the power. Nigger would mean as much as good night or God bless you when you sneeze, or perhaps as much as I promise to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. And then we would find out the true Christian of the year if you're really looking for a good Christian, Jimmy Hoffa. Jimmy Hoffa is more of a Christian, my concept of Christianity, than Bobby Kennedy. Because Jimmy Hoffa hired ex-convicts knowingly, as Christ would have. I assume Christ would hire ex-convicts, or is Pat O'Brien full of shit? But I get confused with your Christ. You know, you give me this Rachmanis Christ, then he's really a ball breaker. He has nothing but forbissina feelings. Good Christians make you suffer. Are we going to forget that Alger Hiss was a criminal, a convicted perjurer? Christ would never forget that. Christ would bust him out forever. Christ, if Castro, oh, Christ would cut his nuts out. Are you kidding? He was good with a Bowie knife, Christ. He was so hostile and vicious, he would whip those people around. That's Christ's words, isn't it? I'd rather be dead than red, my child and your child. As the Sullivans. I assume that if Christ and Moses return, probably from heaven, they were here in 1934, the Jehovah's Witnesses bullshitting, getting the wrong date. They own the 5 and 10, you know. They stand in the front and they sell bennies in that canvas sack. Oh, wait, right there. Back to the judge, back to the entrapment. Back to the projection of the entrapment. A girl that'll knock the judge over. Well, let's see. Since we're all spooks, all Jews are spooks. It's not that, yes, Moses was black, you know that. And the true Bedouin has schwarzenegger hair. And to me, beauty, I'm talking about winter beauty. That's one thing goyim have, sweet shikses. Ofe chicks, yeah. Pink nipple, blue-eyed goyish opponents. That is horny to me, and it's not that Jewish chicks and colored chicks and Italian chicks are unattractive, but for winter beauty, it's the pink nipple tribe. It's not that, it's like Elizabeth Taylor, even if you can't see the mustache, you know she's got it. The mole with a hair in it, a 40-degree grease, it all Philomena's at the wedding. Dick Tracy, Orthodox Jew with a hat ready for shul. Who is he horny for? Test too hot. Another shiksa. What shiksa do I know to knock the judge over? The only woman I know, the only woman I've lived with, is my ex-wife. And she is perfect, a combination kindergarten teacher and hooker. Perfect ambivalence. The kind of a chick that would get so rank after being married for 10 years. What are you coming to the bathroom when I'm in here for? And you're walking, she's fressing up the maid. Let's see. Honey, do me a favor. She's Swedish, French, and Irish. Catholic, a winner chick, natural redhead. I want to knock this judge over. I don't believe he's concerned with the grandchildren. Let's see. Have a meet in the elevator of the courthouse. You'll be had to very cool how you meet him. You can't hint anything. He has to be justified in meeting you. Have a heart attack. All Jews identify with sickness. That's good. Yell something cryptic on the drop, like, I got them full. That'll be it. That'll be it. And he'll be justified that, I got you, boom! He runs over, does the dopey Jewish doctor speech. Look, you're a young girl. Let me explain. Your body's like an automobile. When you give an automobile too much gas, you see, it's like you put your foot on the gas, you tip your grass up the gas, you goes around and you schmuck about the parallels. You know? Oh, Judge, I'm so embarrassed. I just fainted here. I'm just in from Oklahoma. It's horny enough to be white. Oklahoma is just Phil Regan white. Oklahoma? Is there any onion roll breath with Oklahoma? I'm in from Oklahoma, and I was doing benefit for the crippled Catholic Jewish war children. From the Ronald Reagan Post in memory of Ward Bond. And you see, I'm a very wonderful performer. I make these sacrifices. I do all these benefits for crippled children. I have 2 children of my own. I never see them. They're not crippled, you understand. But my husband takes very good care of them. Well, don't worry, I'll take you out to go. No, Judge, you've been too good to me already. And she kisses his hand, very respectable, very dry. Little wet at the end for an opener. We drive, we're in the rib now, not over to the crib. We have to be cool. In this bit, we stay in the abstract. No one gets shtup, so don't get nudgy. Now, to get the judge over to her pad, if we say, Judge, will you come in the house? I want to change my clothes. He'd freeze. If we say, Judge, I cut my foot off today in a train wreck. Nothing dirty about that. That he can watch. But may make it less than sensual. A cut off foot. Suppose she has a varicosity. That's nice and light. Then she's going to give everything with the stockings and you can still pin her. 6 months previous, a genius operation. A tape recorder set inside the throat, no wires. Once more goitus guard. Now the damnation. Is he concerned with the grandchildren or not? Another heart attack, over to the bed. Another heart attack. I've had 12 today. I'm so embarrassed. Must be the water here. You got a terrific figure on you. Well, thank you, Your Honor. Judge, I want to tell you something, but I'm just so ashamed. What are you ashamed? I'm afraid that you'll think that I'm perverse. Look, who's to say what's normal? Well, do you know I was attracted to you?
Why?
You remind me of my grandfather.
So?
So I would find it sexually stimulating if you'd enjoy the fantasy with me and imagine that you're in bed with your granddaughter.
That makes you haste, Miss Shigener.
That would just knock me out, Zeta. So, Sarette, Miss Zeta, how old am I?
How old do you want to be?
2 years old. Right, you're 2 years old. Do you like to kiss your granddaughter? Do I? Well, suck it to me, Grandpa. Play that back in court. Sock it to me, Grandpa. Play that again, Counselor.
Sock it to me, Grandpa. Oi, Tochter, take it, Zeta.
That's the end of the lower courts right there. That's it. That's the... That would be... Unless that would be pure fantasy. Or is it possible that there's that winner chick that can make you pay the dues? I assume there is. I assume that if it wasn't for chicks, I wouldn't comb my hair. I would just never get up in the morning. Chicks are it. That's it. Unless you're in concern with the do-good culture. The good people breed misogynists. Either lady haters or homosexuals. You can't deny, if the best man in your tribe is a celibate, how can you be any less than that despot? Priests don't do it. Nuns don't do it. Paramahansa Yogananda don't do it. Celibacy is the most desired state, and virgin is best. But it doesn't say that in the Bible. The fact that Peter didn't get married, isn't it? Find it in the Bible, show it to me. Where they preach that virgin is best and celibacy is the best. They have made doing it a dirty, filthy, rotten thing. That's why you arrest me for saying fuck you. Not that fuck you is a dirty word, but that fuck you is dirty. And I damn them for that, because it's sweet hugging and kissing. It's a Christian act of procreation. It's not filthy, it's not vile. And I'll bet you, although they've never examined it, the reason they hate Americans all over the world, you have to be over 35 years old to understand this, and been in the good war, the war that ended in July, that's when Germany fell, 45. They hate Americans for one reason, Jim. We fucked all of their mothers for chocolate bars. And if you don't think those kids have heard that since 1945, you're out of your mind, man. That's all they've heard in those Mediterranean countries. You know what those Americans did to your poor mother? For their chocolate bars, their chewing gum, their nylons, they lined her up against the wall. Your father threw his guts up in the next room. He can do nothing but hate you for that. If the culture was taught, well, that's not the rankest thing we can do to anybody. In fact, the good man, maybe, somebody project to a Christ. Or who could be better than Christ? Moses? No, he fetched too much hot water. The Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger? He was best of a dear. The Lone Ranger was so good, he never waited for thank you. That's really a beautiful cat. Never, not, he didn't want nothing from nobody. Cleaned up the town, did it all for us, took the silver bullet, went knot and split. What's with that schmuck? What? What, the putz ran off? Mama made coffee and cake and he's gone. It's a Lone Ranger, man. It's a good nature schmuck ain't got a quarter. But he's really a rat bastard. Is he kidding? I got my hand out like some jack or egg on my face. He's on his horse already. Look, Rocco, don't get excited now. He's a good-natured guy. He don't want no money from nobody. But the old lady baked all night. That's not nice. He rode off that way. I say, so is he? Look at the kids here and everything. Look at, yeah, punch him right in the mouth. Would you stop already with him? How come he leaves these bullets here? I slipped on my ass. I broke my elbow in a goddamn bullet there. He always sees those schmucky bullets around, man. Patsy, give us up. I don't want to know, but like those schmucks in the gas and give you matches. I got enough matches to get bullets. I don't know whether the bullets.
I told you what the innuendo is. You've only listened to me what these bullets mean.
What?
The bullets mean one thing. Dr. Ehrlich, the magic bullet, 606.
What?
Syphilis. What? He's telling you a sly, subtle way that the whole world has syphilis. That's why he doesn't want any party. He rides off with his mouth closed. Are you kidding with that?
I'm going to really punch him out now.
He hates people. When he gets way out, even audible. So the whole world's got a dose. He laughs ass off and falls off the saddle.
Well, that's really a ball breaker. Are you kidding with that? I have to ambush him and find out.
Don't you move your psychotic, you. Hold the gun on him, Ma. Hold the fire in the north ridge there.
Masked man, gonna whoop your ass, buddy. Right now, get paired right now. Look at the kids here, made up a humintosh. These kids here made up a humintosh in a song, Thank You, Lone Ranger. You're too goddamn good. You're too smart ass. Thank the Lone Ranger, not him, buddy. He farts everybody off. He can't accept love from little children who made up a song, Thank You, Lone Ranger, in their crepe paper costumes.
Not explain if it's your goddamn hands off me. I'll explain why I never wait for thank you. You see, I sent the boys to college.
What's that?
That's right.
That's right? Let me have it once again, Mass Man.
I said that's right.
You said that's right? Well, goddamn all the Mass Man's a Jew.
Of course, Schmuck, that's enough talking to radio. That's why you're in the radio, right? Slow down the 78th B.I.O.T.U. there. Zugornish, but that's all. Anderspastenip. You know, I sent them. Zugornish, some Christians are coming. I'll tell you more when the Christians leave. The reason I never wait for thank you, supposing once I did wait for thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mass Man.
What's that? What is that I heard?
You heard thank you, Mass Man.
Thank you, Mass Man. What a putz I've been. To run away from that? What a nice sound. Where are you, little fellow? There you are. Let me pick you up there. Thank you, Mass Man. What a nice sound. I'm going to do things from now on for thank you, Mass Mans. In fact, every day I'll get a thank you, Mass Man, and put them in a book. And I'll get a nice scrapbook full of thank you, Mass Mans. Every day, and then I'll trade them in for a bridge lamp. What happened today? It's 3 years, and I didn't get a thank you, Mass Man. Where's my thank you? Did a thank you, Mass Man, come here today? You do have a thank you, Mass Man, for me, don't you? I'm strung out behind thank you, Mass Mans. Are there no more thank you, Mass Mans?
Not for you, you talker slicker. The Messiah returned. There's no need for you people anymore.
What has this to do with me?
Well, you see, men like Jonas Salk, Lenny Bruce, and Jed Hoover, these men thrive upon the continuance of segregation, violence, and disease. A purity they protest a need and want for, they just feed upon.
You mean?
Yes, without polio, Salk is a putz. And the Mafayes sent all of J. Edgar's children to college.
Well, then, I'll make trouble. Because I must have a thank you, Mass Man. This way, what I don't have, I don't miss. That's why I always ride off.
Oh, goddamn, Mass Man. I don't tell all that commie horse shit you're talking about here. Boy, you can really talk, buddy, and the kids here fell asleep. And look, I'm working for the city. I don't give a goddamn about all that horse shit. I'm supposed to you take a present or thank you and got to whoop the shit out of you. Now, you won't accept a present, I'm going to have to start whooping you right now.
All right, for the children, I'll do it. I'm making a mistake, though. Give me no ashtrays. Give me that Indian over there.
Oh, Tonto?
Yes, Tonto, whatever the spick half-breed's name is.
Look, buddy, it's Tonto, not Tonto.
Yes, I want Tonto.
You ain't getting Tonto. It's Tonto, buddy, and can't have him.
Bullshit, I can't have him. That's what I want, Tonto. I want Tonto the Indian.
Ah, damn you, dumbhead, you. You can't have him. What the hell you want Tonto for?
I want Tonto to perform in a natural act. What? You are in a deform and a natural act.
The masked man's a fag. He's a fag. The fag man, goddamn. Don't look at him as he's goddamn fag, kid. Masked man, I never knew you were a fag. I never knew you that way.
I'm not, but I've heard so much about it. You know, I care with you with fags in this country. They do good things with fags. The punishment is quite correct. They throw them in jail, a lot of men. Very clever. Wash them up and get them ready. I want that horse, too.
The horse for what?
The act.
Ah! You twisted fag bastard. Ah! Horse for the act. Mass fag man. Bad fag man. Don't look at him, kids. He's a fag man. Oh, look at Silver and Tonto. That's disgusting.
Well, you handle King Kong. What's he like off stage? Well, like any other king, he likes to shoot up buildings. I've heard that about him. He's really haste for buildings, yes. Lovely couple coming in at 5 to 2. That's real idle rich. When I'm not on and I look at you from back there, when you're looking at each other, all of a sudden I see a screen between you. Can you see that imagery? Look at each other just for a while and see a screen between you. And imagine you see Joel McRae or Sylvia Sidney. The screen is there. Only the Jews can see it. Isn't it weird it's in to be Jewish now? Christ. You don't know how many goyim lie to me and tell me they're Jewish. Really, try to get in with their trick words. But there's always the test. See, there's a different thing with Jewish and goyish. I'm Jewish, Ray Charles is Jewish, Eddie Cantor is goyish. B'nai B'rith goyish, Hadassah Jewish. Kool-Aid goyish. Marine Corps, dangerous goyim. All Italians are Jewish. Greeks are goyish, bad sauce. That's what I... I want to build a door back there. You don't know what a trauma it is when you... If you finish your show, you just want to disappear, and then you got to walk through there. That's dopey. What is behind here? Does anyone know, actually? It's all the dikes that old Tommy sealed up in the wall. Dykes are really good because they always help your old lady at the party when she's drunk. That's really a drag. The dykes of my generation have assimilated. They're really beautiful, too. With a snap rim hat, wrap around coat, golf shoes, Atlantic City, old brown picture there. Okay, I'll do this for you, yes. Since this is the last show, and I don't think there's any prurient appeal involved with this. If there is, you're in a little bit of trouble. What am I going to do? You know, The regulars know. That's right. That's it. Only a lot of people can't see that. Especially what I do when I'm up here. What am I going to do? I'm going to piss on you. Hear them? Hear the cries of the sick? He's going to piss on us. Yippee, 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 yay. I did this because you're all coming with me now when we get arrested. Till each one of you is interrogated to which one encouraged that piss on you bit. And the laughter. Yippee, he's going to piss on us. Now, wait a minute, officer. Do you mean to tell me actually pissed on the people? And they said, more, more, more. Yes. Well, and it goes beyond, it doesn't go beyond the limits of community standards then. The community standards were in that community that the people did wish to be pissed upon. And the defendant did piss upon them. But so subtly. I've done it already. It's done through some sort of weird thought projection. Here's an interesting thing about words. In the Inquirer, the John Miller said, Lenny Bruce said he would urinate on the audience, which is a lie. I would never talk that way. Because piss on you is a cartoon. You can't see it. And you know it's unreal. It's something that, it's piss on you, buddy, but urine is in a bottle and it's smells funny next to the radiator and it's terrible. So that all of the so-called correct words are, to me, obscene or distasteful. Hymen is Jewish. Isn't it? Snickers, hymen. I can't even look at it when I say that word. A Volvo is a car. Ha, ha, ha. That's why I never sold that car. Who can touch a Volvo, much less sit in it and drive it? It's insane. It's insane. Okay, here's been the revolution, and that's why I have really an understanding for the people that don't understand me from a different, older generation. Because, see, my father's generation, it happened this way, in the factory. He said to me, Lenny, you see that guy over there? Yeah. You know how he gets his women? Oh, he's a queer. What do you mean? Guess that. What? Kisses him when he sits down. Blah! What do you think I bring my own cup for? You know? This generation, there has been a change. Southerners, they're just not going to make it, no. The fifth column of the Seminole Indians, you know, they never did give up. And at the last minute, they're just going to whack us out. Watch Castro. What a fink this man is. Speak to anyone who went to Havana before or after. How he ruined Cuba. What a beautiful place, Havana. And since Castro has come, you go there today, no narcotics. He whacked out the gambling, and you can't get an abortion. And Superman is out of a gig. Some guy who had a big joint used to work exhibitions. That's a weird gig in show business. What do you do? I have something and I can explain to you. I have a party, I can fuck people. What? Something and I can do an exhibition. You're not really Superman. Yes, I'm Superman. Look at that guy. The guy with the big joint over there, that's Superman. That's how my name's Superman. I can fuck everybody, put exhibition, you know, $10, $20 a night. Is that really Superman? Yeah, when he pulls out, he really goes away with, woo, it's Super Jew, all right. Off to David's. Oh, just thinking about Herb's on his wedding night tonight. Herb Cain is... He's got down his heels and a tiara. I haven't seen tomorrow's column. I haven't seen it in a year. But if there's one Louis Lurie or Cable Car or Marina Garina, yeah, it's really just a strange column. Is Dick Nolan cooking anymore? It's the size of the column. Maybe if they make an eccentric, like a swastika, to cut that way. George Duncan Rockwell, the head of the American Nazi Party, and Gerald L.K. Smith are both notorious, in quote, bigots. And friends of mine that are liberals are always showing me these articles. Look at that bigoted bastard wrote. And after 10 years, I dig something. The liberals will read anything that bigots write. They actually support bigotry, and it's quite possible that George Lincoln Rockwell has no political convictions whatsoever. And he just works to mass rallies of nothing but angry Jews at $3 a head. I'm wondering why there's so many other Jews here. He's probably got two followers that are deaf. I leave you now with a great profundity. Listen to this and hear it well, and think of it over the weekend. Ben-Hur's mother and sister got leprosy one way. They didn't put paper on the seat.